Thank you. We'd like to welcome everyone to the Mesa City Council meeting for April the 2nd. We are all present, and I believe we have Mr. Whitaker on the phone. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you, Jeremy. We will begin our meeting with a moment of silence followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. Please stand for the moment of silence and pledge. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. The first item on our agenda today is an award. We are very pleased to honor today a gentleman who has had a significant impact on the quality of life and the amenities that we enjoy in our community. That's Mr. Dennis Smith. Let me tell you just a little bit about Dennis. Dennis was very recently the executive director of the Maricopa Association of Governments, also known as MAG, which represents 27 different cities and towns and three Native American communities in Maricopa and Pinal counties. He has worked with MAG, listen to this, for over 41 years. And tonight we're congratulating him on his retirement. Thank you, Dennis, for your commitment to making our region safer with the regional 911 service, easier to traverse with Propositions 300 and 400, which funded freeway projects, street construction, and transit, all while making the Valley attractive to businesses and major corporations. Those really are just a very few of Dennis's accomplishments while at MAG, and the region is so much better because of his efforts. Dennis, I'd invite you to come forward, please, so that we can honor you with a small token of our appreciation. But before we do that, I'd be honored if you'd share some thoughts, if you have any, on MAG and its relationship with Mesa over your term of service.
Well, sure. Thank you, Mayor and members of the council. You know, in 41 years, you get to see a lot. And when you're newly elected and come in, you probably don't realize how important Mesa has been to the progress that we've made at the Maricopa Association of Governments. I came here in 1976. Superstition stopped at price. No Red Mountain, no Santan. So how did all this happen, and who was really instrumental at MAG out of your organization? I just wrote down a few. I worked with Mayor Strau, Mayor Willie Wong, Mayor Wayne Brown, who was in part of Prop 400. Mayor Rubach, who we had a historic meeting out here on weighted voting, which was really contentious, and she's the one that drove that one home. And now you, Mayor Giles, and I don't want to forget your city managers, Jim Petrie, when I started, great guy. Chuck Luster, he was the one that then sat down with Mike Hutchinson and would beat me over the head on one's freeway coming out to Mesa, and they were successful. And then Chris Brady. But you had some other staff that really invested a lot of time in this. One was Jeff Martin. I don't know if you understand it or know it, but Jeff was really the key on a lot of this acceleration of freeways and getting the legislation passed. Jim Hewling was your intergovernmental person when we passed Proposition 400, and now you have Miranda DeWitt and Scott Butler. And on the legislative side, probably the most important person you had was Leela Steffi. Leela Steffi is the one that had the performance audit, and out of that performance audit and the legislation that she sponsored really defined the roles of what MAG does and what ADOT does that really straightened this system out. So you have a rich history here. That Santan and the Red Mountain, beautiful freeways. My daughter lives out at Eastmark, and she couldn't live there unless we had that freeway because she lives, works in Mesa, and her husband works all the way in Phoenix. So those freeway systems are just fabulous. And so thank you for all the support. You mentioned 911. Your technical people worked with me in the 1970s and 80s to actually put that system together. So congratulations to all your staff. There's been potential leadership out of this community to make a lot of great things happen. The Waze app in 2015 said that the Phoenix metropolitan area was the best driving experience, not in the United States, but in the world. So congratulations to you.
Well, Dennis, you've invoked a lot of names that mean a lot to me, Leela Steffi and Chuck Luster and Don Strau, and I'm not sure how many people there are left in our community that know those names, but we are standing on the shoulders of giants, and you are one of them. So thank you for all that you've done.
Well, the Articles of Incorporation for our organization was J. Lamar Shelley, and I used to come out to his office here in Mesa. Yeah. And so he was the dean of all municipal attorneys.
He was a great
worked
person.
A lot with him.
Well, counsel, will you please join me down at the microphone, and we'll give Dennis a token of our appreciation.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Mayor.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis. Again, we appreciate all you've done for us. The next item on our agenda is to take action on the consent agenda. We invite Mr. Kevin Christopher forward to read the consent agenda.
Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Items 3A through 3C, act on liquor license applications for Arizona Hemophilia Association one-day events, Saturday, April 14th, Saturday, April 21st, and Saturday, April 28th at Korea Mart, 1350 South Longmore. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Mag Toy Foundation, one-day events, Sunday, April 15th at Sloan Park, 2330 West Rio Salado Parkway. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for Solid Rock Foundation, one-day events, Saturday, April 28th at La Senda's Golf Course, 7555 East Eagle Crest Drive. Item 3F, act on liquor license application for the Apollo Foundation Incorporated, one-day event Saturday, April 14th at East Mark Great Park, 10,100 East Ray Road. Item 3G, act on liquor license application for the Dobson Ranch Association, one-day event Saturday, November 17th at the Los Altos Recreation Center, 2524 West Camp Alagre Circle. Item 3H, act on liquor license application for Mariscos Mr. Alex, 1038 East Main Street. Item 4A, act on three-year term contract for off-site records management and storage services for various city departments as requested by the city clerk's office. Item 4B, act on contract to purchase 7 additional utility carts for the Water Resources Department. Item 5A, act on resolution calling the primary election for August 28, 2018, designating election dates and providing the last day for candidates to file nomination papers. Item 5B, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a pedestrian and bicyclist subgrantee cooperative agreement with the Arizona Governor's Office of Highway Safety to accept grant funds to be used by the police department's traffic division for overtime and employee-related expenses for pedestrian and bicycle safety throughout the city. Item 5C, act on resolution extinguishing public utilities and facilities easements located at 9135 East Guadalupe Road. The owner made the request to accommodate development of a mini storage facility. Item 5D, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to accept a grant award from the Arizona Sports and Tourism Authority to support construction of the playground at Eagles Park. Item 5E, act on resolution approving the municipal incorporation of a certain area known as Santan Valley, Arizona. Based on state statutory requirements, the City of Mesa is required to adopt by resolution the approval of allowing a public vote for the incorporation of Santan Valley, Arizona. Item 6A, act on ordinance amending Section 10-4-3 of the Mesa City Code to establish a speed limit of 45 miles per hour on an existing section of Ray Road from Power Road to the east city limits as recommended by the Transportation Advisory Board. Items 6B and 6C have been removed. Item 6D, act on ordinance amending Section 10-4-5 of the Mesa City Code to establish a speed limit of 35 miles per hour on an existing and proposed section of Inspirion Parkway from Elliott Road to Ray Road as recommended by the Transportation Advisory Board. Item 6E, act on ordinance amending Title 8, Chapter 4, Section 15, prohibited substances and discharge limitations of the Mesa City Code, a part of the sanitary sewer regulations, to include a provision regarding establishment of wastewater discharge pollutant mass limitations for industrial users. Item 6F, act on ordinance regarding ZON 17-00478, the 9100 block of East University Drive and the 100 to 300 blocks of North Ellsworth Road, located on the west side of Ellsworth, south of University. Rezone and site plan review to allow for a multi-residence development. Item 6G, act on ordinance regarding ZON 17-00519, the 7100 block of East Main Street, and the 0 to 100 block of North Sun Valley Boulevard, located east of Power Road on the north side of Main Street. a rezone and site plan review to allow for development of an attached single residence subdivision. Item 6H, act on ordinance regarding ZON 17-00581, the 4700 through 4800 blocks of East Baseline Road, located east of Greenfield Road on the north side of Baseline. This request will allow for modifications to an approved plan area development for multi-residence development. Items 7A, 7B, and 7C are being continued to the May 7th City Council meeting. Mayor and Council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Ms. Mickelson, have there been any requests to speak on an item on the consent agenda? Okay, thank you. Mr. Thompson has made a motion seconded by Mr. Glover for approval of the consent agenda. Please cast your vote. Jeremy, how do you vote?
Aye.
Thank you. The vote is unanimous in favor of passing the consent agenda. The next item on our agenda for this meeting is item 8, items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, has anyone requested to speak? Okay, if that's the case, Council, I would entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting. Thank you, Mr. Glover. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Aye.